Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. Does anybody ever mispronounce your name?
All the time.
All the time. What are some of the common mispronunciations you get?
Zia.
Zia?
Zia's the... Yeah, and that one bothers me.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't like it. Because it sounds so, like, I don't know, kind of more aggressive.
It does sound a little more aggressive. It sounds like a pop star, though. It sounds like kind of fancy, I think.
Zaya, though.
Zaya works.
Yeah.
So you're over here. You're in the States. We're at WrestleCade right now. Is this your first WrestleCade?
This is my first WrestleCade as a wrestler.
Okay.
Which is interesting. So I was actually here in 2014. I debuted in 2015, May. So I was training, but I hadn't done any shows yet.
So I actually just spoke to Emily Jay, who also used to come here as a fan, has debuted as a wrestler. What's that like, being on the other side of the guardrail, as they say?
Well, I don't know, because it was a bit different.
Okay.
So I came with a friend who was here working here.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's different from coming as a fan, per se.
Sure.
That makes sense? Yeah. But this is cool. There are so many people here.
Over 200 wrestlers they brought in here.
That's how many wrestlers there are?
Over 200, yes.
I heard there's also like between 8,000 and 9,000 guests here.
Yep. It's huge. It's something I always tell people they should do at least once, because it is. And I know Survivor Series is this weekend. I would never trade a WrestleCade weekend for anything. I love it so much.
And there's still that many people here.
Yeah.
Even with everything going on this weekend, this place is packed.
So for somebody like you, who is now navigating the independents again, how is this to network, make connections with other wrestlers, talent, managers, bookers, promoters, any of those things?
So I'm loving this because right now it's kind of also like a reunion. Mm-hmm. There's people that I was signed for 4 years, so there's people that I didn't see for so long.
Okay.
And also, as you're saying, like being in a new country, it gives me so much opportunity to meet upcoming wrestlers, old vet wrestlers. Like, this, you're like a little kid at Christmas at these things. Like, the reunite with all your family, but also, like, the shiny new toys that you get.
Yes, absolutely. So you were a bit of a shiny new toy in the independents. You're a free agent.
Yes.
How has that been for you? Because I know that a lot of international talent, it's tough to maintain and stay in the States. I remember when some of the WWE releases happened, I was told, well, we're in the States for this period of time, then we're out. But you're over here for a while now.
I'm over here, and I'm very grateful and fortunate to say that I did it myself.
Yes.
I didn't need a contract. I didn't need anything. I worked my ass off. And it was tough getting over here.
I heard, like, about the process. It is very, very tough.
The process is tough. And then I moved over here with my dogs, so I had to go, like, around the world to get here. It took me a week to get from my house in England to my house in Florida.
My God.
And I also got married the week before that. And as soon as I landed here, I did two shows and, like, left my husband and dogs in New York.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but as you were saying about, like, the bookings and keeping busy, I am super grateful right now to say I've worked every single weekend since I moved to America. I think I've had 2 weekends off since July.
And that's a good thing. I mean, that's something you strive for.
Right. That's exactly what you want. And it is difficult. You have to network. You have to meet new people. You have to keep your name out there. It's a lot of work, but we're doing it, and it's going well.
How has that changed since the last time you were able to do that? Because obviously you've got so much more experience, you got more name value, you've worked TV and all that stuff. You've got a lot more experience now than you did then.
Yeah. Well, my last tour in America was 2018, before
I
signed.
Yeah.
So I signed in August, and I think my last tour was in May. And I did a couple of shows in August around the Mae Young Classic. But it is so different. The world is different. The world's a different place since then.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's really affected the wrestling industry too. But I love it. And I love traveling, and I love meeting new people. And that's why I kind of do this. So I'm loving my little free spirit that I've got going on right now.
What was the signing process like for you? Like, who reached out to you? Who recruited you, so to speak? Like, how did that all go down?
So it started with the Mae Young Classic. I wasn't signed then. They scouted me, I think, in Japan. I got scouted. So I'd done, like, 2 or 3 tours before I got signed. So that's where I got scouted, but I didn't hear anything. And then...
Wow.
I was actually in America. It was in May when I was doing that tour then. And my dad had, like, gone out for the night with a couple of friends. He'd gone out for dinner somewhere. And I get, it was either a call or an email. I can't remember. It's a bit blurry. And it was Canyon
okay,
Seaman
yeah,
that reached
yeah.
out to me. And he said, we want you to be a part of the Mae Young Classic. And I was freaking out because I was like 18. I was so young. And I ring my dad and he's like, I've been waiting. I didn't want to tell you. I was like, what? So he knew the whole time.
And, like, what if they didn't hear back from you
in
that period? And they're like, well, we had to move on. We had to book somebody.
Yeah, well, I mean, as soon as I got the email, it was either an email or a call. I can't for the life of me remember. It's so foggy. I was in a trance when this happened. And I rang my dad and I was like, hey, they want me for the Mae Young Classic. This is crazy. And he was like, I know. They asked me. And he was like, because he's never been a part of my career.
Of course, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. I've never trained with him, even to this day. I never trained with him before I started wrestling.
Really?
And we still don't talk wrestling now.
That's wild.
Yeah, we kept our journeys very separate. He didn't want me to be a wrestler for all of the obvious reasons. And then I knew I was going to get the she's only here because of her dad.
Sure.
Right. A lot of people get that. All the second generations get it. And I at least wanted to be able to look at him and look at myself in the mirror and say that wasn't true.
Yeah.
So we kept it completely separate. So when they said to him about the Mae Young Classic, they were like, do you mind if we bring her in? And he's like, well, if you think she's good enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, trust your own father to be the one that, like, no, she's doing it on her own.
Maybe she'll, I don't know if she'll even be interested.
If you want.
I don't know if she's even into that kind of thing anymore.
No, it was great. It was, like, such a bonding experience for us.
And what has it been like for you since then?
Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. Still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And to really kind of discover the respect that your father has within this industry from so many people that he has influenced and helped out.
So I love it because I'm really, really close with my dad. And then I'll meet all these new wrestlers and they'll just tell me like how much influence he's had on their career. But also I'll meet people that have maybe been in NXT for a portion of time. And I'm starting to meet them now, being on the American side of it. I'm meeting a lot more people that have been in NXT, whether they've been on TV or just been there for a few months, or wrestlers, or, you know, like athletes that have been there. Yeah. And I'll meet them and they're like, your dad helped me so much in NXT. Like, he was like a mentor, because that's who he is as a person.
Yes.
So hearing these stories about how he's helped all these people, it's like my heart is just like, that's my dad. He's such
phenomenal.
A good person.
So, I have some advice to ask of you.
Oh, no.
I have my first match in 6 years next Saturday at Black Label Pro against Shazza McKenzie. It is a street fight. Have you ever fought Shazza McKenzie?
Yeah, she punched me in the nose. Did you see it? It was like 2-3 weeks ago, and we had a match in, where was it? Prestige. It was Freelance Wrestling, and she forearmed me. So,
which is ironic because she's always going to be a freelancer because nobody's going to ever sign Shazza McKenzie.
Oh, dear. He's coming for you now.
Oh, my God.
So I've never had a nosebleed my whole life. Even played football as a kid, British football, soccer. And I got the ball kicked in my face so hard, never once had a nosebleed. My first time wrestling Shazza McKenzie, and she forearmed me so hard in the nose. And I was like, oh, my nose is running in the match. I was like, that's kind of gross. Like, I thought I just had a cold or something. And then I went like this, and there was blood everywhere. And I was like, that's not a runny nose.
This is not making me feel great.
This is my little good look. Watch out for your face.
I have been told by Deanna, maybe barf on her. I think Shayna Baszler said that, well, I gave her 7 staples and she still beat me. So Shayna said, aim for 10 staples.
Okay. That's good advice.
This is not great advice that I'm getting from anybody. I'm just being told about how violent Shazza is.
And she called me the C word. And I didn't even do anything wrong.
That makes, well, let me tell you, she has called me that numerous times, and I have never done anything wrong.
So, you
got
to get her back for both of us.
I definitely didn't run in on her and hit a DDT at any point. That never happened. They can't prove it's me. I didn't take off a mask.
I didn't hear about that.
Thank God you didn't. Nobody else did either.
So, obviously, it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
It was
somebody in a spawn mask, and I just don't know who it was. But
here's my advice. Kick her ass for both of us.
Okay.
That's what you got
to
do.
MJF, I said, what advice would you give me to kick her ass? And he said, well, she's got a huge ass, so if you move forward, you're going to hit a piece of it.
Yeah, don't step back. Only cowards step back.
Okay.
In a fight, only a coward will step back. You got to keep pressing. You got to fight her straight on.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it.
Chaz's ass.
You're going to win.
I've got weapons. Okay, I was told to bring thumbtacks. I'm bringing thumbtacks.
Okay.
I was told to bring kendo sticks. I'm going to hide some kendo sticks around.
I mean, I can't pretend like I have any experience with kendo sticks and thumbtacks. Yeah.
Why not?
Because I'm the angel of the ring.
Okay.
I'm the British technical wrestler.
Fair.
That has traveled to Japan and America.
Yes, you have.
I don't mess with thumbtacks.
Was that strategic?
Are you scare me?
Are you like, listen, technical wrestler.
I'm not doing this. The British technical wrestler.
You're gonna pose like those old.
Yeah,
guys.
Like the old, you know.
Yeah.
Hands slightly
you got your
open.
Singlet on. Mm-hmm. You're just ready
the
to go.
Steve Gray.
Yeah.
Johnny Saint.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
those
the
old
vibe
pro,
we're going
all
for
your
here.
8x10s this weekend are just you with your hands.
That
like
is
this.
A great idea.
That is what I like to hear. How have things changed for you since you've been in the States? And what is your least favorite thing about the States?
Oh.
Rhea told me she gained 10 kilos just eating the same food here.
Really?
Yes. Just because of all the corn syrup.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. I've been okay with that because I actually really struggle to put on weight anyway.
Okay.
So in the UK, I was eating like 2,500 calories a day.
Okay.
And barely maintaining my weight.
Wow.
So that was tough. But we're grateful for that metabolism because I just turned 25.
Yes.
So we're not going to be mean about it.
Yes.
Because we don't know how long she's going to be there.
I mean, listen, I mean, one day you're going to become a heavy hitter. You're going to be thumbtacks, everything.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
You're just going to switch your complete style. When the metabolism goes away.
The devil of the ring.
Exactly. You're going to have tape fists, dip them in glass, all that good stuff. I can see it now. My father will be so proud.
The British technical wrestler gone wrong. I'm loving. I feel like you guys are so friendly out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I visited the UK for the first time twice this year, and I see that.
Right?
I see that.
I mean, I lived in a village in the UK.
Okay.
Like a nice little old kind of village. So it was one of those places where people say hello to you in the morning.
Yes.
And your neighbors say hi, but it's kind of getting like few and far between.
Yes.
Whereas here, I feel like everyone says hey. And the customer service.
Here in the South, for sure.
Is good. Yeah. New York kind of people are a bit mean to me.
Yeah. You'll learn how to take shoulder blocks.
Even in like
in New
Subway.
York. Yes. Like there's an opportunity to not even get on the subway if it's full in New York. They're not going to move over for you.
No, Subway. Like the sandwich shop.
The sandwich place.
Yeah, they're mean in there.
My buddy got me Jimmy John's, so.
I don't know what that is.
It's
like a Subway?
It's like the lazy version of Subway.
Okay.
They don't heat up anything.
Oh, yeah. It's just a sandwich.
Yeah, it's just a sandwich. That's it. A cold.
But I bet they were kind in there.
Were they nice in there?
He said they were nice.
The gimmick is sub so fast you'll freak, but they don't pay us anything. So I'm going to tell you, it wasn't fast whatsoever. It was actually quite inconvenient. Ooh, what's the biggest inconvenience you've experienced in America?
Oh.
I'll tell you mine in the UK.
Okay, go.
When I'm riding down the road and I think a child is driving and I'm like, oh, wait, no, everything's just reversed here. That's why he's in the driver's seat of this car. And I was like,
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I was concerned.
But out here, you actually have children driving.
That's also true.
Because they can drive at like 15 here.
15 and a half permit, 16 driver's license.
You can't do that in England.
How old do you got
to
be?
17 to have a learner's, as you would call it.
I like that idea.
But you can still get your full license at 17, I think.
Yeah.
18.
I like that idea. We got John Schuyler waving at us.
Hello.
Wow. Anything you want to tell the people where they can follow you, where they can support you before
you
we
You can follow me at Zaya Brookside on everything, X-I-A. It's an X. People will tag me and they'll still put a Z.
Really?
So they'll tag at Zaya Brookside, spelt properly, and then they'll say, hey, Zaya, with a Z.
I have people that misspell my name when my name is on the screen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It drives me nuts.
So they have to put an X to find Zaya Brookside, but then they put a Z.
Yes.
That's an inconvenience.
That is the biggest inconvenience. Illiteracy. That's it. Guys, check it out. It's Zaya, not Zaya. Not Zia. Until next time, we're out.
Thank you.